The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 486.
Have you seen Dana's Top 5 Myths video yet? It's the video where she turns everything you've ever heard about building your own business on its head. If you've ever been told that you should get out of your comfort zone, or get a system, or the fortune is in the follow-up, then you have to hear this free video. To get this video for free, just go to danawild.com/free training or text 44222 with the word myth-busting. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/free training, or from your phone, just text 44222 with the word myth-busting, all together with no spaces. And we'll send you this controversial video right away. The best part about this video is that Dana tells you the easy steps you could be using to build your business instead of using these tired old myths. What if everything you've ever been told about building a business is wrong? It is. Go to danawild.com/free training today and find out why.
Hey, it's Dana Wild and welcome to the show. I want to talk today about the peanut gallery. Do you know who I mean? Those people everywhere telling you what you should be doing to build a business, what you have to do to build a business. Well, I'll tell you why I want to talk about this, because I just fell prey to this. Like, you know, it happens to all of us, right? I was in a mastermind and I've got a really good hold on Facebook, but I started kind of talking with them and we were discussing more about YouTube and Instagram and all the little things to do. And so, of course, I started watching some training about YouTube. Here's what I learned. Are you ready? I learned that if you do your show format for YouTube, here's how you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to have a question, intriguing question coming in. Then you have a catchphrase. So my catchphrase might be something like, learn more about training your brain, or not if you're training your brain, or here's how to train your brain, something like that. Then you have your little happy video at the front, you know, with the logo being written in and some little happy music. Then you give your 3 points. It's got to be three. Three solid points. And then you give them three power tips. And then you do your outro, your happy outro. So I tried to do a show like this. In fact, if you really want to see a train wreck, it was a few shows ago. We'll see if you can find it. And I did it and it was horrible. Like I was just really unlistenable. So I deleted it. I did it again, tried the format again. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't get this show done. It was terrible. I did it again. And finally, I just said, okay, I just have to be like imperfect and put it out there and let it rip. But what I realized shortly after I finished it, probably within the next day, it was like, I can't do that. It's not a feel good for me to try to do some kind of a canned format. Like, here are the exact steps you have to take. Here's the outline. Here's the formula. It just didn't feel like me, you know? And so I had a similar experience with Instagram, but different experience, but on the same lines of the not feel good way to build a business. So Instagram, did my studying there, and I got this whole list of like, here are the 20 things a day you have to do on Instagram. If you want to be successful on Instagram, you have to do a story every day. You have to make a post every day. You have to make sure that all of your colors match on Instagram. You should have to even buy your wardrobe so that it matches your branding and start wearing a wardrobe all consumed of your personal brand. You should do IGTV. Oh my gosh, what were the other things? I can't even remember because really there were so many, right? And I was starting to go like, oh, I'm going to go crazy. I can't do it this way. I can't have a whole list of have to's. And I got sucked in. Now we're talking probably, you know, a good solid 3-4 days of getting really sucked into the list of have to's and the stuff that I was supposed to do. And then I kind of woke up and I thought, okay, what do I know for a fact builds my business? For a fact, what builds my business is mindset. It doesn't matter what I do. Mindset is the only thing that matters. Action is not building my business. And so I can have all of the formulas or systems or have-tos or whatever in the world, and it doesn't matter a bit if my mindset's not on board. And so I realize, like, this is the ticket. The ticket is pull back and do what you know. What do you know? I know that when I feel good, I make better decisions. I know that when I feel good and I've got positive expectation, I show up as me in the world. When I feel good, I like to engage. When I feel good, I am more of who I am. I'm more authentically me. I like people better. I get better results. I get in the flow. I can get work done just like that because it's so easy when you feel good. You feel like taking action. You feel like being out in the world, all of those things. You make better decisions and your business grows. You don't even know how. It's like, I don't even know what I'm doing, but it's just growing like crazy. Everything's growing like crazy. So I dialed it back and I really started saying, like, making it a vow to myself that I'm still, of course, going to do some things on YouTube and I'm still, of course, going to do some things on Instagram, but it's going to be from when I'm inspired to do it and when I feel good about doing it. So I've got my little cheat sheet. It's like, do any of these things that feel like fun? And I'm living my life that way. And it's nice to have the reminder. It's nice to really know at the bottom of my heart that nobody wants that canned formula Dana who is fitting this point, and this point into a format. And nobody wants that version of you either. What they want is the version of you that's learning, the version of you that's banging around, the version of you that's making mistakes. Nobody needs another guru to give them the 3-step formula to X, Y, and Z. We don't need that anymore. What we need are real world people, real world examples of people who are just out here banging around trying to figure it out and knowing that we can have some fun with it along the way. When you make mindset primary, when you make feeling good primary, what's going to happen is you're going to show up in a way that people are just going to want to be around you. You want to build your business quickly. Expect to build your business quickly. You want to grow your following faster. Be the happy version of you. Think those happy thoughts. Prime your mind. Listen to more music. Dance more. Get outside. Sleep more. Eat more. Oh, have fun. Have fun. Think positive thoughts. Say those mantras. Do those chants. Be the real you. Be comfortable and relaxed and fun. And everybody will want to be around you because you are a brain trainer and you know the difference. You know the difference of how you show up in the world when you feel good. And the best part is you can start right now. Start right now with those good chants and having fun and feeling good and knowing you're awesome and getting out and realizing that you have something amazing to offer the world and they want it from you right now. They want the real you. Show up in ways that are fun and you'll automatically be productive. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
I'm excited!
Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being. please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't.
All you have to do is flip the button.
It was like taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.